Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WBRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. A crop-dusting helicopter went down in a Racine County field about 11:15 this morning along Highway 75 south of Highway 20. Initial reports indicate the pilot was out and walking around with a facial laceration and complaining of back pain. He was transported to a hospital with what Racine County Sheriff's Lieutenant Steve Sikora says were non-life-threatening injuries. It's believed the chopper clipped an electric line before crashing into the field. Traffic in that immediate area by the roundabout was detoured. The FAA has been contacted. A Wisconsin State Patrol trooper ended up arresting a homicide suspect early this morning in West Allis. The trooper came across a stopped vehicle in traffic. In doing a records check of the license plates, the trooper learned they were expired and the vehicle's owner was listed as having an outstanding arrest warrant. Terrence Wolf was eventually taken into custody once West Allis police arrived for backup. The Racine Unified School District and the Racine Education Association are scheduled to exchange their initial proposals for total base wages in a successor labor agreement next Wednesday. It will take place at 8:30 a.m. in the Franklin Room of Building 1 on the Administrative Services campuses along Mount Pleasant Street. The public can attend what is noticed as an open meeting. The impact of the new state budget on the Racine Unified School District and how the final version compares to initial and updated projections continues to be assessed in detail by administration. During this week's school board work session, Budget Director Mark Duff said there are a few significant changes on the fiscal side. He noted some of those changes affect special needs programs.
There's a special education open enrollment change as far as the tuition amount and a special education voucher provision and linked together. So that is something new. We're not sure how it will affect us.
The impact of the state budget on Racine Unified, including the voucher program, is available online at rusd.org, the district's website. Kenosha-based Snap-on Incorporated has announced the acquisition of Ecotechnics of Italy, which manufactures vehicle air conditioning maintenance equipment. The purchase price is $13 million in cash. The deal includes the company's repair systems and information group. Ecotechnics had approximately $12.4 million in sales last year. Milwaukee-based developer CenterPoint West Park Land Company is proposing a 204-plus-thousand-square-foot speculative warehouse building on almost 12 acres of land at the southwest corner of Highways H and 165 in Pleasant Prairie. Site and operational plans okayed this week by the Village Plan Commission include 20 dock sites for trucks to start. West Park is the real estate arm of Wisconsin Energy Corporation. This new spec building is one of several going up in Kenosha County. One of the state's largest prisons in Portage is starting to leave most of its guard towers empty overnight. It's one of the changes outlined in the new state budget, and the Corrections Department is starting to implement those changes. The budget eliminates 60 guard tower positions with a goal of saving almost $6 million over the next 2 years. Joy Staub of the Corrections Agency said the towers will be staffed on other shifts, but not overnight when inmates are secured in their cells. Country music star Kip Moore is headed to Racine this coming Labor Day, set to headline the Labor of Love Music Festival at the Lakefront Festival Park. Some of the proceeds will be donated to the Wounded Warrior Project in support of veterans. Moore says in a statement that he's looking forward to giving back to a community that has been very supportive of him. The singer is currently on tour, promoting his upcoming album Wild Ones, which is due for release August 21st. Moore's debut album, Up All Night, was the best-selling debut by a male in 2012 and 13. And a longtime favorite in Racine is making a comeback tomorrow night, the Venetian Night Parade of lighted, decorated boats, being sponsored this year by Reef Point Marina. Boaters will be competing for a free one-year boat slip rental at Reef Point, with the second prize being a $250 marina gift certificate. The parade of boats will start about 8:30 p.m. They can be seen along the walkway from the Racine Harbor west to the Main Street Bridge. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.